Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich talking newspaper. This is edition 2006, recorded on Thursday, the 19th of April, 2018. You can call us on 01603 765 365. That's 765 365 with your news, views and comments. We are always pleased to hear from our listeners. Your readers on this part of Chatterbox are Sarah Lomax and Rupert Hipwell. And this week we welcome new listeners, Mr. Martin Anderton from Sirlingham, Mrs. Beryl Moores and Mrs. Eileen Newman, who are both from Wyndham, and four new listeners who are all from Norwich, Mr. Stanley Lintz, Mr. Jack Woods, Mrs. Daphne Coupland and Mrs. June Mingay. Hello, and we hope you enjoy receiving your weekly Chatterbox.
On this part of Chatterbox, as well as news from around the city, we will have a selection of readers' letters and a feature by Mike Hicks. But we start with news from Norwich.
Norwich City names its Fan of the Season, and a free social ping-pong session for older people is available every Tuesday at a Norwich shopping centre. But we start with news of a fundraising family for guide dogs.
A woman and her uncle are spending a year of their lives fundraising every month for a guide dog charity. Nicola Berman's four-year-old daughter Evelyn is registered blind due to optic nerve atrophy. Miss Berman from Attleborough and her uncle Richard Dade from Wyndham are aiming to raise £10,000 for guide dogs for the blind by the end of 12 months. Miss Burnham, aged 34, said, "My daughter is registered blind, and later on in life she'll need a guide dog. A dog is about £30,000 to train and costs £55,000 overall, and Evie may have eight dogs in her lifetime. The charity has offered their support, and I wanted to give something back to them." Miss Berman added, "We raised £2,500 at a charity race night at Heatherset Village Hall last month. It was really successful. 126 people were there and everyone enjoyed it. There might well be another one of those." Mr. Dade, age 48, is competing in his 12th London Marathon this April, and other upcoming activities include a bounce-a-thon sponsored by Norwich estate agents Pym & Co, which will be held from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. on May the 6th at the Holiday Inn on Ipswich Road. Each hour of bouncing has a theme, including men's hour and 90s music, and there'll be two people bouncing at any one time. Tickets are £10 with unlimited bouncing time.
A great-grandmother who has supported Norwich City through thick and thin for more than six decades has been named Fan of the Season. Lillian Kemp has followed the club ever since moving to Norwich from Walthamstow in the early 1950s. Now aged 88, she has become a familiar face at Carrow Road and often travels all over the country to watch the Canaries play. In honour of her dedication to the club, Mrs. Kemp has been chosen as Norwich City QD Fan of the Season after winning a public vote. And on Saturday, during the Cardiff City match at Carrow Road, she was presented with her award. Mrs. Kemp said, "Norwich has been up and down this season, but as I always say to people, I will support them through thick and thin. I follow them everywhere, and I even used to run a coach to away games. They are my team, and I love watching them play." The former cleaner, who only retired aged 80, said she was overwhelmed by the attention she received on Saturday. As well as being named Fan of the Season, she won two 2017-18 season tickets, a VIP experience at the Norwich City Legends v Inter Forever match at Carrow Road, and £300 worth of QD vouchers. Mrs. Kemp said her passion for Norwich has been passed down to her five children, nine grandchildren and eight great-grandchildren.
A new event has been launched in Norwich to bring older people together and improve their fitness using the power of table tennis. Bat and Chat is a free social table tennis session for people over the age of 55 at the Castle Mall Shopping Centre. The event will run from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. every Tuesday in the Ping Pong Parlour. Every three-week session will be a dementia-friendly one. Free tea, coffee and biscuits are also available at each weekly session. Pat Ross, aged 85, from Norwich, attended Tuesday's launch to keep up her skills, having been in the British Championships when she was younger. She said, "I came along because I enjoy table tennis. It would be a good idea for people to come along because it's good exercise at any age and it helps if you're left-handed." "Table tennis is an activity like no other," she said. "It's easy to play, interactive and energizing. The health benefits of playing are promising for those with Alzheimer's and dementia."
A young boy has defied his growth disorder by taking part in a walk to give something back to a charity that has supported him. 8-year-old Mackenzie Carr from North Earlham in Norwich has a clinical diagnosis of Silver-Russell syndrome, a growth disorder meaning he is short of stature, has low muscle tone and struggles to put weight on. He is a member of the Child Growth Foundation, which is CGF, which is a national charity supporting children, adults and their families affected by growth problems. Mackenzie took part in a 100-kilometre walk along two popular Norfolk routes with his dad and two other family members, Matthew Carr and Logan Carr, to raise as much money as possible for the CGF. Mackenzie's dad, Kieran Carr, had always wanted to walk the routes and wanted to raise the money for the CGF because of all the help they had given the family. So far, £1,055.85 has been raised. They started the walk, walking from Nettleshall Heath in Thetford along the Pedders Way footpath. They then walked up to Hunstanton to start the North Norfolk Coastal Path, where they finished at Hopton-on-Sea. Mackenzie said, "My favourite part of the walk was the first day when we reached the campsite because I was really tired and wet." He is an average height of a 6-year-old and the weight of a 5-year-old.
Members of the community have rallied together to support a rugby club targeted by burglars twice in 3 days. Lakenham Hewitt Rugby Club, based on Main Road in Swardston, suffered extensive damage to its pavilion during a second break-in on Tuesday, April the 10th. Criminals ripped off cupboard doors and stole several bottles of spirits, as well as at least 5 cases of wine. Just 2 days earlier, on Sunday, April the 8th, burglars smashed their way through a rear heavy-duty door and stole a till containing an as-yet unknown quantity of cash. Club president Andy Pullinger, aged 62, said in the past week there had been an outpouring of support from the community. "It's heartwarming to see that after the depravity of the burglary, the community has come together to help us," he added. "We've had a fantastic response and we are so grateful to those who have helped." The club hosted an auction on Saturday which raised £1,000. Further donations over the past week have taken the total to £2,000, Mr. Pullinger said. One local company has also offered to provide and install an alarm system free of charge.